in any case, this call is now being recorded, so click that. Hang up now. So I was going to say the agenda that we had discussed last week was to discuss the revised draft of the report, which we still haven't seen, so I don't think we can do that. And the other thing we were going to do is take a straw poll to figure out which of the policy formulations would frame as the majority report for the purpose of continuing to draft the report. I'm also reluctant to do that without having seen the sort of framework that the report's going to work under. So, given the absence of a report, I actually don't have much of an agenda.
Okay, this says, please let op know when leader joins and doesn't tell us who the op is. Op is Kim. Who's Kim?
I've just joined the call, Jordan. It's Glenn. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to be on the call, Glenn.
Yes, I'm back in business, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Glenn.
Yeah, well, Glenn, do you know if Maria was planning on joining the call today?
I think she was planning on joining the call. I'm surprised she isn't on the call. I can perhaps try and give her a call if you like.
Yeah, if you could, that would be helpful, just because I think we're spinning a little waiting for the next draft of the report. So getting a status update on that.
Okay, I'll get out of the call and I'll call her.
Thanks, Frank. So in any case, so we've also informally agreed that next week, because of the holiday and other people are traveling, we didn't want to have a lot of substance on that call, so I'm reluctant to simply move today's agenda to a week from today. And also, doing that would probably mean that we would miss the intake rules for the next council meeting for getting this report to them. So I think we're left with two potential courses of action. One is that we could hopefully get the report in the next couple of days, and we could schedule a special call sometime later this week in order to do what we had planned on doing today and continue with our previously published schedule other than that. The other alternative is we move everything back by 2 weeks, essentially, and do what we were planning on doing today 2 weeks. I'm much more in favor of the special call later this week option if we can make it work. But this is dependent on being able to get a new draft of the report, and it's probably today or tomorrow. And it depends on people's availability for scheduling a call as well.
Hi, Jordan. It's Maria here. Sorry, I just dialed in.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
I was just talking about our plan forward, and I think most of the agenda for today was dependent on seeing a revised draft of the report prior to this call. So I think probably can't do that, most of it. But the question was when we're likely to see the next draft of the report.
I sent out the most recent draft of it yesterday, admittedly rather late, but it did go out mid-afternoon my time yesterday.
I think I've seen it. Has anyone, am I crazy and have not seen it, or has anyone else seen the draft?
Sorry. Oh.
It did not come in for me.
I apologize. I've just looked at the sent box. I sent it to GNSO Secretariat, not GNSO Task Force. I am very, very sorry about this.
Okay. Well, on the plus side, that means that we will have the report very soon. On the downside, I think we still probably people don't have time to review it for today's call. So I'm gonna ask if people have some availability later this week, maybe to have a special call. The substance of that call would be A, to just sort of talk over the new structure and make sure that it's working for everyone, and B, to do the straw poll to get an understanding of which position is likely to become the majority position for the purpose of framing the next draft of the report after that, that ultimately would be voted via email.
Jordan, this is David. I absolutely cannot make a meeting later this week. I'm going to be traveling and in meetings that won't leave me time for this.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, I can't make a meeting this week either. Can I make a suggestion, perhaps,
yeah, go ahead,
that we actually move ahead with the straw poll and then conduct a review of the document on the list? I'm not sure that, unless the document's evolving substantially, I'm not sure that it's big enough that we need to actually schedule another call around it. And I doubt that the that anybody's positions have evolved substantially over the last 4 to 6 weeks to the point where the straw poll would be much of a surprise to anybody.
Yeah, so I agree that second point's probably true. I think, I'm guessing that it will be helpful to have a call to at least coordinate some of the substance, but it's probably not, or coordinate some of the actual report, but maybe it's not necessary to have sort of full, sort of more of an editing call than a real substantive call for the report editing, so it might be possible to do a smaller call for that. But that's probably a good suggestion if we can at least do the straw poll today.
Mm-hmm.
I think a couple of people have joined since we last sort of did a roll call, so I'm hoping maybe Glenn could maybe we could just see who's on the call. The people I have so far are Sarah Deutsch, Ross and Tom from the Registrars, David Maher from the Registries, Steve McCallitz from the IPCs, Maggie.
Yes, Maggie too.
From the ISPs. Is there anyone else on the call that I didn't just name? So we are missing, I think, Avery, missing the NC.
Avery and somebody from the non-commercial, like Milton.
Right. Exactly.
Robin Gross.
In any case, I think we can probably also follow up with some of that by email to make sure we get survey the constituencies in full, since it's just a straw poll. But why don't we follow up on Ross's suggestion and go ahead and have the straw poll right now, and then we'll use that to frame the majority-minority positions, and Maria and I can work to make sure that the current draft of the report also sort of starts to incorporate the feedback that we've gotten from this. So let me just start at the top of my list. Sarah Deutsch, for the BC, if the BC were to endorse one of the two positions as a majority position for the report, either the OPOC or the special circumstances proposal, are you prepared to do that?
Oh, no, we're not prepared to do that right now.
So it's sort of an abstain vote in the straw poll. Ross, for the registrars?
I don't think our position has changed. We're still supporting the OPOC proposal.
Okay.
Unless Tom corrects me in the next 30 seconds.
Yeah, Tom, is that your position as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to change that yet.
Okay. David, do you have a position at this point?
Supporting OPOC, no change.
Okay. Steve?
I think the intellectual property constituency position is not changed, but of course it's a mixed position. We're supporting don't support the OPOC proposal on point one. We do support it on point three in principle, and we don't take a position on points two and four.
Okay, great. Actually, let me ask Sarah. Does the BC have a position with regards to the accuracy part of the OPOC proposal?
Well, I don't have the position in front of me, so Marilyn and David are not on the call right now,
right.
And I thought we were going to be talking about this new paper that hadn't come out.
Okay, That's fine.
Don't put me down as abstain. I don't think our position has changed, but I don't want to tell you the wrong position either, since I wasn't thinking this was going to be on the call today.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. I can survey them. I'll do the same thing I was going to do with Aubrey and PC and just hold by email right. with them. Okay, Maggie?
We prefer the special circumstances.
Okay. And then with regards to the accuracy part of the OPOC proposal, would it be similar to the IPC where you support the special circumstances proposal generally, but also the accuracy part of the OPOC proposal?
Yeah, Jordan, I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that since the comment period a few weeks ago, so I'm not sure.
Okay. And then I think we don't have Aubrey or the NCUC on the call. So I'm going to have to do some follow-up, I guess, by email to really get a sense of this. But it seems like, at the very least, we're likely to have fairly strong support for the accuracy section based on our previous conversation. Plus, and then there will be probably, so that will probably be part of the majority position, and then whichever of the two sort of sets of access things that the either the special circumstances or the OPOC incorporates.
So, Jordan, what should we do now with this, the draft report that we've just gotten? I just got it.
Yeah.
If we're not going to have a meeting later this week, is there some time frame for getting...
Yeah, so why don't we talk about that right now, the best way to see. Just ideally speaking, we'd still conduct sort of the formal voting on the report by email next week time frame. So that means here's what I'm going to propose as a way to the way forward on this. I think everyone should probably take a look at this report, and if they have feedback on the new structure or the responses to the public comments that are included and so on in the new report, I think getting comments to Maria and the list over the next, I would say by Wednesday would probably be a good way to work that offline. I would also propose that we have, even though we may not be able to get really broad participation, some sort of editing call for later this week, like maybe on Thursday or something like that. But I'm somewhat open to changing the time based on what's convenient for other folks. But essentially, so do a round of edits by email. Have the cutoff for that be sort of end of day Wednesday. Have a call either on Thursday or Friday to just go through edits and get out another sort of what we're going to vote on by the end of the week. And then have another and then essentially conduct the voting by email next week. Assuming that the report seems to be in a good enough state to do that by the end of this week. Does that make sense? Any other suggestions as to how to proceed?
Well, it's hard to know without seeing, without the report. But I can't do a call on Thursday. I could do one on Friday.
Friday? Is anyone else interested in participating in just sort of coordinating editing call at the end of this week, either on Thursday or Friday?
I just won't be able to this week. I'm sorry.
All right. You wouldn't be able to participate. I think there's a lot. Most people have indicated that next Monday is a problem as well. So let's probably know better just to use our regular slot. Steve, I'll propose something for Friday, and we'll see what level of participation we can get for that. Okay. If you want to email me, maybe back channel what times would work for you on Friday.
Okay, I'm pretty much open.
Okay, great. Okay, so this will, since we haven't seen this report, this will have to be, that'll be have to be our tentative go forward. If it looks like there's a lot more to do than we're going to be able to accomplish this week, we'll probably have to revise the schedule and pick up with a call 2 weeks from today. But I'm hoping that we can finalize this over the next time to get this report finalized and sent to council for the next call. So with that, I actually don't think we have anything else that I had planned for the agenda today. Is there anything else anyone wants to talk about? Okay, great. We'll wrap this up then. We'll probably, like I said, I'll probably try to schedule an editing call for Friday. If people are interested in participating, you're welcome to, but we'll try to avoid dealing with substance and just deal with cleaning up the reports and making it as friendly as possible.
Jordan, it's Maria. Sorry, I just want to apologize very, very profusely for not getting the task force report out yesterday. I'm sure for all the confusion it has caused to the task force and the delay. I'm very sorry about that, everyone.
Okay, thanks, Maria. Duly noted. Okay, any final other comments? Otherwise, I'll go ahead and wrap up the call. Okay.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Hello.